Chapter 3 Umbopa. 6 days later, we arrived in Durban, the end of our voyage.
"Well, Quatermain, what is your answer?"
asked Sir Henry.
"Will you help me find my brother?"
"Yes, I'll help you," I said. "Here are my conditions. First, you have to pay all the costs of the journey. Second, you must pay me £500 before we start the journey. Third, if I die on the adventure, you must give my son £200 a year to finish his medical studies in England. Fourth, Captain Good and I will keep any treasure we find on our journey. Do you agree?"
"I agree to your conditions. Let's begin as soon as possible," Sir Henry said.
I bought a good wagon and 20 small oxen in Durban. We also bought a lot of medicine and guns. I found 2 servants to come with us and take care of the oxen and another 2 servants to help with our guns and equipment. The evening before we left, a tall, handsome Zulu came into our camp. He wore a black band around his head. The headband showed he was an important person to the Zulus. He wore a leopard skin and carried a long spear. There were 3 large knives in the belt around his waist. "What is your name?" I asked the stranger.
"Umbopa,"
the Zulu answered in a deep voice. "What do you want, Umbopa?" I asked the tall Zulu.
"I want to go with you to the mountains in the north,"
Umbopa said.
"I left the north many years ago. Now I want to return. I'm a brave man and I work well."
Umbopa and Sir Henry were both very big men. Umbopa was as tall as Sir Henry, and they both looked very strong.
"We are both big men, Umbopa. I think you will be very helpful on our adventure," said Sir Henry. "We'll take you with us."
"It is good," said Umbopa. "We are strong men, you and I."